A third reading of the Passion, or the story of the Passion and Death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it happens only twice in a year in our liturgy, during Passion Sunday and Good Friday. So after several minutes for standing, I wanted you to relax and continue the solemnity of the celebration while I'm reading a letter for America. Dear America, when Barack Obama became the President of the United States, excitement overwhelmed not only in America, but in the whole world. I could not imagine how the world watched and witnessed his induction and oath-taking ceremony. There were so many expectations and speculation that this new and first Black President of the United States will give a kind of political leadership never experienced by America. But since then, he became a president until this year, that he is about to end his term. Nothing unusual happened. No political excitement as he speculated. And I still remember the day when Obama delivered his first presidential speech. During his inaugural speech, it is short, simple, and cute. And there are so many people around him hailing and cheering for the new president. From then, whenever Obama was shown in the TV, as usual, he is delivering a speech. And it seems that as president, it is one of his favorite to deliver a speech. And America started to regret. People started to ignore his messages. TV stations and people started to abandon him. And where are they now? There again, hailing and cheering with Mitt Romney and Santorum, the new presidential candidates of the United States. It is no surprise it could happen to any president or political leader, because people are fickle and have short memory and patience, and always looking for their own personal satisfaction and luxury. Anybody could be a hero for one day, and on the next day be treated as a bum. The hailing and cheering on the first day could be a booing and cursing the next day. During the time of Jesus worked as missionary. In his public ministry, he taught a lot of things to many people. He cured many sickness. He fed people. He raised the dead to life. He served the poor and the widows. And the crowd, for their own satisfaction and luxury, taught that Jesus could be a good political king of Israel, and that he entered Jerusalem, he was hailed and cheered with palms, shouting and singing, "Hosanna to the King of Israel." His opponents were indeed saddened by his success with the crowds. But Jesus himself knew that this hero welcome would be just for a day, because he knew the next day the cheers and hosannas were changed to boos and taunts to the delight of his opponents. Jesus knew how people would react to his apparent failure the next day. He tried to anticipate this reaction by teaching the people that his death was a necessity for salvation. He taught them that he had to be lifted up on the cross, that he was like a seed of grain to be buried on the earth, and that his body as a temple was to be destroyed, but then he would raise up on the third day. To three of his disciples, he has shown his transfiguration. But the human memory is short, and the human heart is fickle. When Jesus was caught, his apostles ran away in fear, when he was lifted up on the cross. The people jeered at him, and when he was buried, his enemies thought it was his end. Palm Sundays reminds us that as Christian, one must have the attitude same as Christ's attitude. We must accept with obedience whatever comes to our life, to our family, to our community, to our church, to our nations, including sufferings, difficulties, and death. Let us pray that our memories will not be so short and our heart not so fickle to accept one man as president and the next day we will reject him just because we face sufferings and difficulties. The national situation could never be controlled by one man. It is always controlled by a crowd or a community with interest and aim for his own luxury and satisfaction. And sad to say, sometimes we are a member of that crowd and a community. May God regain America and bless it. In the service of Christ and Church, Father Joseph. Brothers and sisters, this is one way. This is not actually a letter, but one way of delivering homily during solemn celebration. I want to distract the solemnity of this celebration, and I would like to retain the solemnity of the beginning of the holidays. And may God bless you and give you a meaningful Holy Week.